Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively getting you ready for Monday Night Football and the Detroit Lions. Having a great week around here. You'll see me out on social media doing bucket list things, courtesy of my dear friend Leonard Raskin at Raskin Global. We'll be talking about him and with him. But I want to tell you, we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're getting out on the road. I'm doing my tastiness thing. I'm down to the final three places. It's all brought to you by Curio Wellness on behalf of our 27th anniversary. And 27 years happens when we have sponsors like Leonard Raskin, who is a little tardy this week. So we usually get together like on Monday mornings or whatever, but he had a big golf tournament with Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. My dear friend Paula Bragg also spent the day a Sunday at the ballpark. And I don't know, Leonard, you look not like Billy Crystal, marvelous. You look sunburned. You look really,
Lobsterish.
really. What the hell happened to you,
Lobsterish.
dude?
Oh,
You,
dude.
dude, man, I got some 50 here. Do you need some? I'll
Yeah,
give you some.
I didn't put enough 50. It's exactly it. The Ravens game Sunday was a heater. We sit right in the sun, you know that. We sit out in the sun and tailgate a little before. Sit out in the blazing heat of Baltimore when it's 90 degrees and the sun's beating on you for 4 hours.
Kind of
It's
like the
kind of
Ravens
brutal.
defense beating on Joe Flacco,
Beating
right?
on poor Joe Flacco. Yeah, it was kind of hot in the sun, and I felt like Roquan Smith, hit me in the face, something like that. Got home, decided it was a good time to get in the pool because it was still really hot. So got in the pool. The pool was tasty cold, cooled down, and then,
You can have these fall mornings, dude.
hey
Screw
man, then
fall. I'm all about
get up
summer, bro.
Monday. Get up Monday and roll out to the Woodhome Country Club, as you said, for a fantastic day of golf and friendship.
So they're playing at Woodhome now, huh? Right
This
on
is where it was
Crestville.
this year,
All
Woodhome.
right.
Yep, and did 8 hours out in the sun, riding around in a cart, greeting and meeting all the people that were playing for great cause, as you said, Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, raising money for the kids of Baltimore that need it and can't afford the cost of care. So raise a lot of money for things that the state and feds don't pay for. Great day. Great football game. Well, not a great football game. It was a football game. I'll give it that.
It had a lot of drama, I thought. I mean, and ticket prices held up at the end. I think people wanted to see Flacco play.
Sure,
And then,
sure.
Ozzie coming out with Ogden and Ray
Yeah, with
Lewis. I
Ray
mean,
and Ogden with
and the
two Super
75
Bowl
Colts.
trophies.
Well, Leonard, I spent the whole day with the 75 Colts Saturday, and I
Yeah.
talked at length to Luke about this on Monday morning, but like it was really, really special for me. It was special for me to have Lydell on. I didn't even talk to Burt Jones
Yeah.
because I didn't. Everybody else wanted a piece of Burt, and I've got my
Right.
picture with Burt, but
Right.
I'd like to have Burt on the show and give him the love that he
Burt looked
deserves here, you
good.
know?
Burt looked good
Didn't he?
out there. He looked a handsome young man for his age.
Then
Some of
that
those
doesn't
guys,
shock you or me 50 years
no,
into
some
this,
of
right?
those guys looked old, but Burt looked good. It's funny. I was sitting around with the people we sit with, and I think the first, what'd they have? 15 guys, maybe? Dozen guys, something like that. The first half a dozen or so guys, I don't think anybody in the crowd knew who any of them were. It's sad. It's sad, but I don't think anybody remembered any of those names. And then
If you
you
don't
get
remember Marshall Johnson and Dan Dickel, then shame on you. But,
right, but then
especially
you
if you
get the
don't remember
big
George
names.
Koontz, who should be in the
Right,
Hall
then
of
you get
Fame.
the big names. Right, I agree, absolutely. Then you get the big names out. You get Burt, you get Roger Carr, ears flapping, running down the field.
Here's what you're going to love, Leonard, because you know who George Koontz is and you know it's
Yeah.
spelled Kunz, right? I
Yeah.
had never met George Koontz in my life. Okay. So I have pictures. I put my album up on Saturday morning of the people I had met from the
Yeah,
75 team or
sure.
people I knew well. I knew Tony Linhart well. I spent
Yep.
time with his wife. We shed a tear. I know Joe Urman. Joe Urman was
Yeah,
the
Joe.
highlight of the day for me on Saturday because he's the person from that team I know the best. I know Bruce
Yeah,
Laird, I know Rick
sure.
Folk, but I know Joe well through my wife's illnesses, through
Right.
his ministry, through our
Got
friendship
it.
and
Got it.
having tough late night conversations with Joe at various points in my life. Joe saw me and he's sitting with his daughter and he's like this. And if you're watching the video, he saw me, he went, and he lit up and he got up and gave me the sack pack hug. And I said to my wife, I'm like, that's the reason I went, just to get a hug from Joe
Yeah,
Urman. Joe's living up in
sure.
Buffalo these days. So for me with this event and being there in that room, it was really, you should have come. It was really special in that it felt a little like the CFL team in Canada in Vancouver in
Okay,
the Grey Cup.
okay.
It felt like a booster club.
Right.
It felt like the team that followed the Johnstown Chiefs around. You know, it felt like 300 or 400 hardcore fans that were part of a social club and a bull roast, and the players were in the room and there weren't red,
Awesome.
all that stuff that you've become accustomed to in the modern era, where there's a red carpet and there's a VIP and
Right,
there's a this and there's
right.
a that, and
It
you
was
feel
just
like if
people
I
hanging
pay
out.
more, I get to meet Justin Tucker, and if I don't,
Right.
I don't. You know, it's
It was just people hanging out.
it was just a bull roast, and it was lovely and it was appropriate. It was crowded.
Yeah, it's great.
And I just, the 75 Colts are, for you and me, were the last ones where it has any piece of our heart at all, right?
Right,
Like you
right.
said at the stadium, how many people were Burt Jones, and how many people, like my wife, were like, I don't know much about, tell me about Burt. I'm like,
Right.
well, you would have had a crush on Burt, honey.
There you go. He was the man. He was the
Yeah.
man.
Well,
And then
Lamar's the man right now. And I mean,
right.
where are you on the football side? Because you, I mean, you watch it, you observe it, you love it.
Yeah,
The Lions are coming to town, 1-1. I
tough,
mean,
tough. Going to be a
think.
tough couple weeks. I hate to say the good news. It's not good news. You don't want to see anybody hurt. I understand my friend Joe Burrow is out.
I knew when this happened that you'd
I
want to.
am not happy about it. I want to beat the best, but it's easier to beat the next best. That's all.
I said to my wife, she went out to
With
do
his,
some
you hurt
errands.
his
When,
toe.
well, when he, when the Ravens were up 41-10 or
Yeah.
whatever it was, she's
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
I'm out.
Right.
I got
Didn't
some
she
stuff I got
learn?
to.
Didn't
Well,
she
she.
learn? You can never leave.
Well, that's a good point, and I should have
Oh,
busted her chops, but the
right.
game was over,
It was over.
and she was going out, and she came back an hour later, and I had watched like Russell Wilson throw that crazy pass,
Yeah,
and the
oh my
Giants and the
goodness, the end of
Cowboys,
that
like.
game was ridiculous.
Yeah, so I watched all that, and she came home, and I'm like, well, these are two terrible teams playing overtime. That's fine. I said, the big news of the day is like, the only news is that
Right.
Joe Burrow got hurt
Joe
from the
Burrow got
Ravens'
hurt.
perspective,
Right.
and that the Steelers probably aren't good enough. And we, you know, I mean,
Of
Aaron
course
Rodgers in any
not.
given week, fine,
Of
and maybe
course
they'll
not.
be okay, but the
It shouldn't have
Browns
been
are
close.
terrible. The
Yes.
Bengals are on the road to being terrible because they don't have a
Yes.
quarterback, and
Who are they going to get? That's the question. Who are they going to get? Backup ain't going to do it. They got to get somebody.
what do you mean?
You think they're going to stick with their
Jake
backup?
Browning?
You think they're going to
He's
stick
their
with him?
guy. Oh, yeah, they've won games with him. Sure.
Okay.
He's
Okay.
their
Well, they'll
guy.
lose games with him, and that'll be good. Anyway, so back to Sunday. We're at the game. Like you said, Ray and Ogden come out with the Super Bowl trophies. Fantastic. Ray, at least I don't know, but every time I saw him, he was on the sidelines a lot of the game. Dude was in that gold jacket all day. It was 100 degrees. Dude's out there in a gold jacket. But I'll tell you this, I don't know if he was in his ear or if Roquan just was like possessed. I've seen him play some games. He was everywhere. He was from side to side, front to back, top to bottom. There wasn't a tackle made out there he wasn't part of. He was everywhere on that defensive field on Sunday. He was not letting stuff happen Sunday afternoon. It was unbelievable watching him play defense on Sunday. It
He's
was a
capable. I
throwback.
mean,
Oh, there's no doubt.
yeah, he's
It was a
capable.
throwback. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's the
And
thing. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is capable too,
oh,
and he
the
had 10 snaps. I
dude
mean,
is rugged.
the team's freaking loaded. I mean,
Right,
they were
right.
beating the snot out of Buffalo in Buffalo a week and a half ago, and if
Absolutely.
the wake-up call is losing that game,
Then I'll take it.
and they do what the 75 Colts do, which
There
is
you
win
go.
9 games in a row,
I'll take it. And
right?
so then they had the celebration, the 30-year celebration. And my goodness, what an array of players we've had, huh?
What, who was there? I mean, I
Oh
didn't
my
see any.
goodness,
Go ahead.
it was at halftime. I mean, I can't give you the whole list, but Mulatalo was there, Ray Rice, Jermaine Lewis, Jamal Lewis. You go down the list. I mean, everybody that's consequential. Bulwer,
McCrary show up. Yeah, I hope so.
McCrary was there.
Good.
Yeah, everybody was
People,
there.
a
So
lot of these
here's,
guys live here. I mean, Bulwer doesn't,
right.
but.
But here's my takeaway from the whole 30th anniversary thing. And I sent an email in. I sent a couple. Put it on my Facebook, put it on their Facebook. I was disheartened and annoyed as a fan, as a season ticket holder for 30 years, that at the beginning of the third quarter, so they did this whole 30th anniversary thing during halftime. All the players, Stover, everybody. And they're all on the field congregating and talking and having a good time before they're getting ready to walk down the tunnel to say goodbye, And the
So it was all the
Browns,
Ring of Honor guys,
it,
probably
and
too,
then
right?
some. No,
Okay,
it was, they
more.
had 25, some 30 guys.
Okay.
And then the Browns, come back on the field, and there was zero mentioned by the PA, by the team, video, anything of Joe Flacco. I don't care that he's playing for the Browns. I think it was Bush League of the team to not do a video montage, a thank you for the Super Bowl, Joe's first game back. I mean, my goodness. You go to a hockey game, and there's a player that was on your team for 10 years and got traded away and was a hometown favorite, and there's always something. And this was, I get it was 30th anniversary. It was opening day. They had a lot going on, but it wouldn't have taken much at the end of that halftime salute to salute the quarterback that took us to the Super Bowl, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions.
That trophy that Ray Lewis came out holding
The
up was
second
more
one
about Joe than it was
was
about
Joe.
Ray.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they put Jacoby up on the screen. They had the Mile High Miracle throw up on the screen. That was the only picture of Joe. Heap was there. I mean,
Pitta was wearing the Elite shirt. I saw that.
right. I mean, everybody was there. And no mention of Joe Flacco being a historic Raven. I guess they're going to wait till he retires, put him in the Ring of Honor, and make it a day. But to me, like I said, Bush League, it was, they should have had something happen. The dude's there. Who cares that he's on the other team that game? So what? Bolden was there. I mean, just names after name after name. Should have had him, should have done something at the beginning of the second half. They have plenty timeouts. They're doing, I know you've been there. They're doing the crab shuffle, whatever, the
Because
Raven
McCormick
shuffle.
underwrite it. Yeah.
Yeah,
McCormick
and
gets
then
him
they're
$1 million
doing
a
the
year for it.
stupid Mario Brothers thing with the three cartoon characters. Plenty time between TV time during TV timeout to, 2.5, were they 2.5, 3 minutes. Plenty time in there to montage Joe at any moment. Just chose not to do it, and I think it was
Well, what would have been more Bush
disgusting.
League is if they would have done it after the pick and, done something really stupid.
Well, I
You'd
thought,
have to do it at the beginning or not do it at all.
right. Well, I thought at some point they might do it at the 2-minute warning. Like, who cares? There was nobody left.
Did they
Everybody in the
introduce
stadium.
the Browns? They don't introduce
Any
individual
nobody.
players, right? Yeah,
Nobody. Just the Browns.
it's the Browns.
And everybody booed at him. You see him up on the big on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Everybody booed, and Jerry Jeudy flipped off the fans. That was nice.
Yeah,
Gave a
he's not.
two-finger salute. I think
Yeah.
he had one catch. So what?
Him one drop.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. Tell me what you do with money, and I'll tell you. I'm doing a little bucket list thing this
Yeah,
week
beautiful.
myself, and it's not costing me a fortune, and I can afford
That's
to
what it's
do it. And
all about.
it's not. But it's been on my list for a number of years, and it's getting checked off this week.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we do the American dream. We help people understand what nobody tells them about their money. We make sure, first and foremost, that they protect their wealth, so it can't be taken in despair and distraught. All types of insurance, asset titling, estate planning. The second thing we do is we make sure people understand how to save, how to run their cash flow, how to save money, how to become a world-class saver, and put away money so that when you want to do something like hang out with the 75 Colts, when you want to do something like go to a Ravens game, when you want to go to Disney World with the kids, when you want to pay for college, when you want to retire someday,
When you want to see Yacht Rock Review on Sunday night
there
with
you
the
go.
skipper cap
There
on.
you go.
There you go.
You have the ability to do that because you've taken care of the what ifs of life. Then you've put away money to be ready for the enjoy of life. And then we make sure that someday we're all going. None of us get out of here alive. As one of my clients once told me, Ness, and this was one of the most horrible things I ever heard. He said, the
But
minute
you're
you're,
about to share it with all of us.
he said, the minute you're born, every day is a day closer to the end. I said, well, that's quite a way to live your life. And he said, it's just a way. And I said, yeah, but you live for that, dude. You just might as well commit yourself to a mental institution. I mean, that's a horrible existence. Every day you're closer to the end. I'm like, no, every day I'm
What's that
enjoying
song?
every.
La 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 la, live for today,
Right.
right?
I am
You got to
trying to
do that,
milk
right?
every minute out of every day and enjoy it. So as we said, I went to the Mount Washington golf tournament yesterday, watched a lot of people have a lot of fun. I left there. I don't know if I've ever told you this. If we haven't, we'll talk about it another time. But I left there and I went downtown. It's not down. Well, I guess it was downtown Hamden. I work with a group that's invested in a company with a doctor. He's a neurosurgeon at Hopkins who is working on a revolutionary medical device to be implanted in the skull to cure brain cancer. Unbelievable. This guy
Wow.
is brutal smart. And so had a great time with some friends and went out to dinner at the Duchess. Have you been to the
I
Duchess?
have not. I've heard a lot of good things.
Very good.
I
Very
had
good.
lunch at the food market last week in Hamden.
Okay, there you go. So we
And
went
by
to
the
the
way, just as a
Duchess.
spoiler, but Ekeben is in my upper tier of
Okay.
tastiness. So if you've ever been to the back alley in
There
Hamden,
you go.
where Ekeben is, and had the broccoli tempura and the neighborhood bird, it would change your life if you get
There
those
you
items.
go.
I promise you so.
So dinner with friends that I haven't seen in a while, that had a good chance to sit down, break bread with, talk a little Ravens, talk a little Orioles, talk a little science, talk a little financial American dream, and talk about the opportunity to potentially cure or help people live with brain cancer. I don't have to tell you how many cancers used to be. You heard cancer, you were dead.
Oh, yeah.
And now you hear cancer, and many of them you can be cured.
Well,
And
I'm living
so
with one that's a
that's what I
great
meant. That's what I
example.
said.
So,
And
and
the
cancer came back to
opportunity.
my doorstep yesterday. A friend of mine's girlfriend was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's
Yeah.
lymphoma.
Horrible
So,
and survivable.
yeah, and
And
they feel like she has a good
right,
prognosis.
wasn't. And so this guy's working on an opportunity to cure brain cancer, which is seemingly has been
Well, then I
seemingly
need to have him as a guest on the show.
incurable. You
Right.
should.
Yeah.
Chad's a great guy. But point being about what we do, went to the Duchess and we didn't order anything. We said to the waiter, it was seven of us, and we said to the waiter, he said, how hungry are you? 1 to 10. We said, eight. We're eight hungry. He said, I gotcha. And he just started bringing stuff out. We did family style. He just started bringing stuff to the table, and we ate like we were going to the chair.
Yeah,
And
you're gonna get me up on the website now, get me hungry here
there you go.
tomorrow
And
night.
that's what it's about, breaking bread with friends and talking about times we hadn't been together for a while, and then talking about great success in the world, and then talking about dessert. Because the American dream is all about dessert. If you don't enjoy it, you're never going to have it again. That day's gone. So I had a full in 2 days of tailgate, Ravens, pool, dinner with the family to get up early, go to the golf course, spend time with great friends all day. Your friend, my friend, Paula Bragg, others that are in the foundation at the hospital. Raskin Global was the presenting sponsor. We love that they do great work for people that can't otherwise afford what they need, the help that they need. And so raised a lot of money for the hospital. I'll find out soon how much, but I think we raised a lot of money. And then Jerry Sandusky came. He did the post game, the post golf tournament dinner. He spoke, did a little Q&A, hung out for about a half. We hung out for about an hour or so, but he spoke for almost a half an hour and addressed the crowd and talked. And somebody asked him what was his favorite Ravens memory. And he said he gets asked that all the time. He has a lot of them, so he didn't really have a favorite. But he said, this is why I love this. He said one of the things he really likes is when you go on the road with the team and you're going to the team hotel and you get a police escort through the city. He said it's really cool to just watch people have to pull over because buses are coming through and you're in the bus with the Ravens just cruising through
Well, especially when they're doing it in
the
Pittsburgh or
town.
Cleveland or, you know, I've been in a few of those and those are fun.
He
I would agree with
said,
that.
and
Yes.
then he said, and the worst one, this, I thought this was funny too. He said, the worst one was going to London with the team. He said, only the Queen gets a police escort in London. So it sucked. And he said, he, and this is, I related to it as soon as he said it. He said, the other thing that was terrible was the, whoever she is, the woman that handles the team, all the travel and all that. Holds all the
Joan, but yes.
players' passports because
Oh.
you're afraid some 22-year-old kid who's never been out of the country is going to lose his passport and not be able to play. So I re immediately related because when Kathy and I were the band parents
Oh, field trip. You
for
did
the
field
field
trip?
trip to London with Matthew with the band at Delaney, I had every kid's passport because and I had to get 100 kids through customs in London because we were afraid one of these kids would lose their passport and not be able to get into the country or not be able to get home. So I held in the safe in my room every band kid's passport. It was hysterical. And trying to shepherd 100 people through customs in London. When I have the passports and I have to wait and line them up
Dude,
and
I was
hand
trying
them
to get to the Caribbean in the morning so I can get through customs in
out.
the afternoon. You know what I mean? So, Leonard Raskin is Raskin Global.
Living
He
a
is
great life.
traveling. I'm traveling. You're traveling back to the ballpark for the Ravens game on Monday night. Detroit Lions at 10. Luke's out in Owings Mills. He's got everything covered for all
Awesome.
things. Breaking news will happen first on the WNST Tech Service. It's all brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. And of course, I'm counting down my tastiness treats brought to you by Curio Wellness as we get down to number one here this week. And we also did a little bit of baseball this week with Kyle Bradish and Trevor Rogers pitching well too. So a little baseball, a lot of football, getting ready for the Lions on Monday night. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.